On April 5th, 1986, terrorists bombed a disco in Berlin, killing 2 people and wounding more than 200. Some terrorist acts are more significant than others because of the repercussions. Sometimes acts of terrorism are met with direct kinetic action, and today's disgust attack is a great example of that. On the 5th of April, 1986, a bomb went off in a Berlin disco. Yes, there were discos in Germany in 1986, killing 3 people and wounding more than 200. 2 of the dead were US servicemen, as were many of the wounded. Suspicions fell immediately on Libya, in part because there was speculation that the attack was in revenge for the US sinking of 2 Libyan patrol boats in the Mediterranean in March of that year. I know that 1986 was a long time ago, so here's a quick history refresher. In those days, Libya, and more specifically their quixotic leader Muammar Gaddafi, was seen as one of the top, if not the number one, terrorist actors in the world. The regime was believed to be a sponsor of, and often directly financing, terrorist groups around the world. Libya was probably just a little behind Iran on the shit list. As a consequence, the US government of Ronald Reagan decided to get their own bit of revenge, launching airstrikes at the Libyan city of Benghazi, killing more than 100 people. One of the deaths was allegedly a daughter of Colonel Gaddafi, although some doubt this girl ever existed, implying that her death was a propaganda piece. Here's where it gets interesting. At the time of these events, I was toiling as an Arabic linguist slash Middle East analyst at CSE, Canada's Signals Intelligence Agency. There were rumors that the evidence of Libyan responsibility had been found in an intercepted message. I cannot go into detail on where this came from, but I can tell you that when President Reagan publicly lowered the boom on Libyan complicity, the senders of that message drew their own conclusions. This is a very risky move in the intelligence world. Letting your adversary know that you are, quote, reading his mail, leads him to change the way he does things, meaning that it becomes harder to find similar information in the future. There's a great scene in the 2014 film The Imitation Game, starring Benedict Cumberbatch as British mathematician slash codebreaker Alan Turing, in which the wizards of Bletchley Park have broken Nazi codes and learned which target in England would be next. Authorities decide they cannot warn civilians in that area, as it would tip off the Germans that their cipher had been compromised. As a result, innocent Britons died. These are real-world decisions made every day in the intelligence sphere. You weigh your ability to inform against your need to protect your sources and methods. It is a constant struggle.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.